This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Arch show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 2 minutes past the hour of nine. Thanks to the girls for another fantastic show of Femme Fatale. We get swamped here on Kiss My Arts with a bunch of great CDs from extremely talented artists landing in my pigeonhole each week. I try and get everything to air, but sometimes there's just not enough time. So I thought I'd dedicate tonight's show to featuring some of the music that has been living in my pigeonhole for the past few weeks. There are loads of fantastic new tunes that I'm excited to share with you tonight. We've got everything from soul to indie, a cappella, vocal ensembles, electronic and folk from some of Melbourne's hottest new talent. Some real gems to share with you tonight. I'm also quite intrigued about the new Bond 007 Skyfall soundtrack and the battle that could have been between Adele and Muse. Muse wrote their new track Supremacy from their very new album The Second Law in the hope that it might be used as the new Bond soundtrack, but Adele and her gutsy voice nudged their way to the top to secure its place in the new Bond flick. But some Muse fans are disappointed, saying Supremacy would have made a far better soundtrack. They've even mocked up a movie trailer using the music of Muse to prove their point. Have you heard the two songs yet? Do you have a preference for which one may have been better in the film? Let us know on 0427 Joy949. We'd love to know what you think. We'll be dissecting this a little later in the show, but to get the night grooving, here is a funky little track from The Perfections. This one is called Lemon, and you're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
That was a funky little track from Melbourne band The Perfections. They are indeed my new favourite band, and I really enjoyed discovering them this week. Thank you to The Perfections for having your CD land in my pigeonhole in the last couple of weeks. It's been an absolute pleasure to discover your music. The Perfections are Australia's finest garage soul outfit, delivering killer live shows with an individual brand of wild, gutsy soul, as I'm sure you just heard in their funky little track just then called Lemon. The Perfections sound like Otis Redding and the Stooges had a fist fight, with a lineup that includes a wicked horn section and a pocket rocket lead vocalist. The only thing serious about this band is how much it kicks ass. The Perfections are gearing up for their debut release later this year, and that is going to be a killer of a release, I am sure. So keep your ear out for more on these guys. If you're keen to check them out live, they actually have a gig in Melbourne this Friday night, the 19th of October at the Luau, which is on Johnson Street in Fitzroy. If you're keen to hear more of The Perfections, head to theperfections.bandcamp.com for more info on all that. You're on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Amber Nichols and you're listening to the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9.
I'd just like to give a shout out to my mum who just sent in a text message. Bless you, mum. Three text messages, in fact. Listening to you now, you are so wonderful. Oh, mum, you are so cute. Hello, baby girl. It's mum. Hi, mum. Glad you're enjoying the show. I've got some really, really incredible music lined up to share with everybody tonight. Next up, The Tiger and Me. The Tiger and Me are a Melbourne sextet, and they weave a rare mixture of styles and sounds as three lead vocalists exchange and merge tunes, from whispered ballads to fevered maelstrom, from charming pop to explosive dirty rock. They've got it all. The Tiger and Me's ascension to prominence commenced with the release of their critically acclaimed debut album, From a Liar to a Thief, in 2010. In 2012, they signed to ABC Music's imprint label 4/4 to create their second full-length album, The Drifter's Dawn. Whilst their intent with this record was to capture the notorious intensity of their live shows, several weeks in the studio also allowed for the opportunity to develop and explore new sounds. The album was recorded sequentially from start to finish, each song being fully completed before moving on to the next. Some songs took days, others only hours. The first single, Pantomime, is an infectious pop tune that swirls and swivels on the edge of losing its mind. The band are now set to once again take to the road in a string of performances around the country to promote their incredible new album. If you're keen to hear them live, they are actually set for their album launch at the Revolt Art Space in Kensington in Melbourne on Saturday the 27th of October. You can head to www.thetigerandme.com.au for all the info on that. That's thetigerandme.com.au. This is their funky little track called Pantomime. You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
Ah, thanks, Katie. We're all beautiful here on Joy. You are on the Kiss My Art Show with Amy, and the time is 9:15. I hope you've got your feet up, you've got a glass, and you are kicking back and relaxing, listening to the beautiful sounds of some of Melbourne's independent but also some of the most talented artists around at the moment. Before the break we heard a fantastic little track called Pantomime by Melbourne outfit The Tiger and Me, and they do indeed have a gig this week, so head to thetigerandme.com.au for more information on all of that. The next band I'm going to introduce to you is a band called Aluka, and that's spelled A-L-U-K-A. Aluka are an a cappella band from Melbourne. And what's an a cappella band, you ask? Well, it's a band that uses only vocals and no instrumental music whatsoever. The trio sing original tunes that incorporate intricate harmonies as well as body and vocal percussion, using clicks, taps in their mouths and on their bodies to produce percussive effects and grooves in their songs without the use of musical instruments. Pretty incredible stuff. Aluka are on the cusp of releasing their debut album. Each song on the album was recorded in an unconventional space in Melbourne, including a public swimming pool, a barn, and a World War II bunker, to name a few. These locations, along with the innovative microphone choices and recording techniques of producer Nick Huggins, have resulted in an engaging and multi-dimensional album. Since forming in 2008, the trio have gone from strength to strength, playing headline shows and festivals throughout Australia. Aluka's vocal experience and expertise have been utilised by the likes of Claire Bowditch, Missy Higgins and Lisa Mitchell, for whom Aluka have provided backup vocals. The next 12 months look to be an extremely busy time for the band. They will be releasing their debut album, recorded by Nick Huggins, touring this album nationally, as well as touring as part of Lisa Mitchell's band. If you like their music and want to hear more of Aluka, you can head to www.soundcloud.com/Aluka. And I'm sure once you have a listen to the track I'm about to play you, you will indeed be heading to soundcloud.com/Aluka. ALUKA, to check out more of this fantastic a cappella band. Their single Keep My Cool, which I'll play for you in just a second, is a high energy, tongue ever so slightly in cheek pop song recorded in a Melbourne stairwell. Well, here it is. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
That was Melbourne band Aluka trying to keep their cool. Well, they don't have to try too hard because they are absolutely fantastic. They are an a cappella group from Melbourne, so they use only voices to produce such an incredible sound. Thank you to Aluka for ending up in my pigeonhole this week. It's been a pleasure discovering your music. Stay tuned. I've got heaps more new stuff for you on Kiss My Arts. The time is 22 minutes past 9.
Well, hello there. This is Butterfly Boucher on Kiss My Arts with Amy, the lovely Amy, on Joy 94.9.
Tin Pan Orange are an indie roots band from Melbourne, with brother and sister Jesse and Emily Lubitz, as well as Alex Burkoy. Their debut album, Aruna Palace, featured Harry Angus and Ollie McGill from the Cat Empire. Their second album, Death, Love and Buildings, featured Renee Geyer. So they're certainly hitting up the big stars there on their album. Harry Angus from the Cat Empire often accompanies the band in live shows, playing trumpet and keyboards, and also produced their third album, The Bottom of the Lake. Tin Pan Orange have released another gorgeous album this year called Over the Sun. This album sees the band transplanted into the middle of an operatic third act with high drama all around. It is epic, but it is amazing. The album is a complex and original musical creation in which virtuoso instrumental performances and pulsating rhythms merge to form a wholly unique sound. They have a string of upcoming gigs to promote their new album, so if you're keen to find out more, head to tinpanorange.com. They have a beautiful looking website with a whole lot of information and a whole lot of music there that you can check out if you do indeed like their sound. They'll be in Melbourne on the 18th of October and back in Melbourne again after a little bit of a trek around the country on the 7th and 8th of November. So if you're keen, check them out. Here is my favourite track from their album. This one is called Over the Sun. You're in Joy.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is celebrating the new Season 4 program lineup, including a range of new programs and some of your old favourites returning to new time slots. Weekdays, 6 a.m. Catch the 6 at 6 and get your day started right with the latest songs added to the Joy Music playlist. From 6:30, it's Joy Breakfast. Mondays, Kyle, hey, that's me, and Kane for Special K Breakfast. Tuesdays, Watch This Space. Wednesdays, Wake Up, It's Wednesday with Gillian and Nick. Thursdays, Different Strokes with Jade and David. And Fridays, Dean and Anna with Murphy's Law. Then during mornings and afternoons, Joy presents a special mix of the freshest music from around the world, featuring Shane, Joe, Matt, Gordon, Gazman, Leo, Paul, Sammy and more. Plus catch a range of great specialty programs over lunch, including the Vic Police Community Hour on Wednesdays, On the Line Thursdays and Pets Allowed on Fridays. It's another huge new Joy season lineup. For the full program guide, head to joy.org.au and click on the program grid, joy.org.au.
Hello, it's Jan Tjassen on Kiss My Arts Show. On Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Arts Show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is nearly 9:30. Hope you're enjoying your pleasant Monday evening here on Kiss My Arts. Oliver Tank is a 22-year-old musician from Sydney. Tank's music has been compared to Bon Iver and James Blake, to name a few of the greats. Tank's music was first shared with the public via SoundCloud throughout early to mid-2011. In September 2011, Tank won the 2011 Northern Lights competition, held by FBI Radio in Sydney, along with the other recipient, Rainbow Chan, who we actually interviewed on Kiss My Arts only a few months ago. This competition allowed Oliver Tank to attend and perform at the Iceland Airwaves Festival in October of 2011, making Tank's first international performance. Oliver Tank's debut EP, Dreams, was released on the 21st of November 2011 by Yes Please Records, with fans being able to choose their file format and name their price for the digital EP download. In 2011, the edited version of Tank's track Last Night I Heard Everything in Slow Motion was featured in a marriage equality advertisement put together by the organisation GetUp. The ad, released in the lead-up to the Australian Labor Party's National Conference, features a point-of-view celebration of a same-sex relationship. The ad, called It's Time, was linked with a petition to the Labor Party conference online at getup.org.au, which stated the following: not allowing same-sex couples to marry denies them and their families legal equality and perpetuates discrimination and prejudice. The overwhelming majority of Australians do support full marriage equality, and it is the right thing to do. Marriage matters. Amend the Commonwealth Marriage Act so that same-sex partners can be wed. Oliver Tank's music was used in this beautiful commercial, and if you're keen to see it, I've posted it to the Kiss My Arts Facebook page. Just head to facebook.com/joykissmyarts now to watch this incredible video, which features Oliver Tank's haunting yet beautiful music. In an interview with sunsetintherearview.com, Tank described how this song was actually a university assignment, and that the song is about being unsure about something to the extent that it plagues and consumes you. My partner saw the Get Up commercial and instantly had to find out what the music was, then promptly ordered the vinyl of Tank's EP, Dreams, and it is an incredibly beautiful EP. I'd like to share the track with you now that was featured on the Get Up commercial. If you haven't already had a listen and a watch to that video, you can head to facebook.com/joykissmyarts to check out the actual video of the commercial. But here is the beautiful track from Oliver Tank that was used in that commercial. The track is called Last Night I Heard Everything in Slow Motion. This is it. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
That was the hauntingly beautiful track called Last Night I Heard Everything in Slow Motion. That was Oliver Tank, and that's from his latest EP called Dreams. It was featured in the Get Up commercial, which was campaigning for marriage equality. I have posted that beautiful, beautiful ad on the Kiss My Arts Facebook page. If you want to check it out, you can head to facebook.com/joykissmyarts. Up next on Joy, we are talking about the new Bond film. Adele unveiled her new James Bond theme, Skyfall, last week, and within hours it had topped the iTunes downloads chart. With sweeping chords that sample the original 007 theme from the late composer John Barry, the dramatic piano ballad certainly has all the makings of a Bond classic. Skyfall, which was initially planned to be titled Let the Sky Fall, marks Adele's first song since she released her mega hit album 21. She follows the footsteps of previous A-list musicians who made hits by performing the original soundtrack for the 007 film franchise. Previous notable artists who lent their voice for the British spy franchise included Shirley Bassey, who did Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever and Moonraker, Paul McCartney, who did Live and Let Die, Duran Duran, who did A View to a Kill, Tina Turner, who did GoldenEye, Madonna, who did Die Another Day, and Jack White and Alicia Keys, who did Another Way to Die. So Adele has certainly planted herself well and truly amongst all of those legends. But some fans of the Bond films think that the song plays it too safe by sticking to the original 70s template, and that the modern Daniel Craig movies would be better suited with an edgier sound. Muse are now wishing they had thrown their hat into the ring for the gig. Muse drummer Dominic Howard said that their new track Supremacy from their latest album The Second Law, which was released only just a couple of weeks ago on the 1st of October, would have been the perfect soundtrack for the Bond film. Howard said, and I quote, "It's got a little bit of a Bond vibe. It all goes a bit crazy, live and let die in the middle. My view is that they should use it for the next James Bond film, but I don't know what's going on with that. I heard Adele was doing it." Unquote. Supremacy isn't the only track that Dominic thinks would sound good in a movie. Adding another song from the album would fit well in a film about the world's financial crisis. Animals is probably the most political song on their album, The Second Law. It's aimed at the bankers and people who gambled everyone's money and ended up putting countries in debt, the drummer told the BBC. Some fans agree that the edgier Muse track would have made a better Bond theme, with some fans even mocking up a movie trailer using the Muse song as the soundtrack instead of Adele's. Have you heard the two songs yet? Do you have a preference? I'd love to know your thoughts. Text in on 0427 JOY949 to let me know your opinion on the latest Bond theme soundtrack. I'm going to play both songs for you on Kiss My Arts in just a second so we can compare the two and you can make your final judgments. But before we launch into the epicness of the Muse track Supremacy, we're just going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Black Chords. You can kiss my arts. Joy 94.9 FM.
Adele has unveiled her James Bond Skyfall theme, but Muse are wishing they'd thrown their hat into the ring with their new track Supremacy, claiming it would have been the perfect theme to the new Bond flick. Well, sorry guys, but you got in there just a little bit too late. Have you heard the two songs yet? Have you heard Adele's version? And have you heard the Muse song that could have been the latest in the Bond soundtrack? Do you have a preference? I know a lot of people do, and I know a lot of people really, really wish that Muse had actually thrown their hat into the ring and used Supremacy, because they do feel that this edgier sound would have been more appropriate for the modern day Bond films. I'd love to know your thoughts. Text your opinion in on 0427 JOY949, but let's take a listen to the Muse track first. This is called Supremacy. It's an epic one, so kick back, relax, you're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
That was the latest and rather epic track Supremacy from the new Muse album The Second Law, which was released on the 1st of October. Drummer Dominic Howard said this new track Supremacy would have been perfect for the new James Bond soundtrack. He said, and I quote, "My view is they should use it for the next James Bond film, but I don't know what's going on with that. I heard Adele was doing it," unquote. And he was darn right. Adele did get the coveted gig, but some fans agree that the edgier Muse track you've just heard would have actually made a better Bond theme, as opposed to Adele's lighter and a little bit more old-fashioned sounding track. Some fans have even mocked up a movie trailer using this Muse song as the soundtrack. Have you heard both tracks yet? Do you have an opinion? I'd love to know what you think on 0427 JOY949. We've just listened to the Muse track, but so we can be unbiased, let's listen to the Adele Skyfall track. This is actually the official Bond theme. Here it is. I'd love to know what you think.
Joy 94.9.
That was Adele and her track Skyfall, which is the official soundtrack for the new Bond film, but is it a little bit old-fashioned? A lot of fans of Muse say that their track Supremacy should have been used in the film instead, given that it's a little more edgy and perhaps a little more contemporary. What do you think? 0427JOY949. Bella from Thornbury has texted in her opinion and she says Muse all the way. So there you go. I'm not sure what I think. There's definitely merit to both of them. I may be slightly leaning towards the Muse track though, but I'm not sure. Anyway, the Daniel Craig James Bond Skyfall is set to return on October 26, marking the 50th anniversary of the James Bond franchise. And the Muse album, The Second Law, was released only a couple of weeks ago on the 1st of October, if you're keen to check out more about that. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back to hear more on Kiss My Arts. The time is 5 to 10.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art Show with Amy on Joy 94.9. We've had a text in from Shane saying Adele is in keeping with the Bond films. Muse would be perfect for a retro heavy metal film. It's perhaps a bit Led Zeppy. Thanks, Shane, for your opinion, and thanks to everyone else who has texted in tonight too. Next week on Kiss My Arts, we have a Latin music special. I'll be interviewing Daniel Rojas about his new album that fuses Latin music with contemporary classical music, amongst other influences. An interview not to be missed with an incredibly interesting and diverse album of music there. We're also chatting with Kira Peru and the Brews next week. Kira Peru and the Brews are fierce, fiery and downright sexy. A riot of guitar licks, a rhythm section that's gonna get so far under your skin you won't be able to tell it from your own pulse. We're looking forward to Kira Peru and the Brews unleashing their sexy with us next week when they join us on Kiss My Arts. And remember, if you like us, then like us. Head to facebook.com/joykissmyarts to join in the discussions and keep afloat with everything Kiss My Arts related. Up next, we have more of the latest and greatest indie music on Indie Loop with Bella. You'll love Bella's show tonight, so make sure you stay tuned for more great music on Joy. Tonight, I'm leaving you with a gorgeous little track from the lovely Charity Rose Turner, whose music ended up in my pigeonhole this week too. She's the youngest of five siblings born to missionary parents, and she's Australia's newest alternative folk rock darling. This is her lovely new single. It's called Into the Stream. It's been wonderful having you on Kiss My Arts tonight. Stay tuned. You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.